So, good day everyone. We're here for another episode of the DVD show. So, for today, we have a former De La Salle Lady Spiker who was a critical part of the Lady Spikers run in the mid-2000s. And she was also the former coach of the NU Lady Bullpups during the season 82 when girls like sila Micaela Belen and Eliza Solomon won the championship. But now you guys know her as the head coach of the F2 Logistics Cargo Movers. So I'll now welcome here on the DVD show, Coach Regine Diego. Thank you for joining me here on the podcast.
Hi, Diego. It was nice meeting you and kwentuhan tayo.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining the podcast. And yeah, to learn more about your story and how you are now, like now, the head coach of F2, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know that too. So yeah, to start things off, I wanted to ask, how's life been like for you on the volleyball court and also off the volleyball court since now it's the off season and I think June or July pa yung start ng next PVL. And yeah, sabi mo rin na yeah, you guys are practicing now in the weekday. So how's life been like for you?
Well, after the last PVL, syempre I had time to go vacation, so I went out of the country. After that, it's pure training na ever since. So, you know, you're trying to balancing life, but it's fun. It's fun in the pros also, and also the team has been very active in supporting UAAP. So, others for LaSalle, others for their own alma mater. So, you know, it's a fun summer for everyone.
Yeah, I can see that also. Yeah, from like social media and how F2's like preparing for the next conference. But yeah, going back to like the training now, since like when did you guys like start training and like how often do you guys train now and what are you like focusing on heading to the next conference?
Well we've been training I think for almost 3 weeks now, but now we're for the first few weeks we're really focusing on their strength and their conditioning with their coach, Coach Carlo Bozicelli. So it's really nice. Ang laki ng improvement na sa strength. We're also focusing on giving more attacks kasi last conference, I think that's one of our weaknesses. So we're trying to do our best to, you know, make some tweaks to help us, you know, improve more and hopefully get the championship.
Yeah, and speaking of also like yeah, the positive things naman that you saw from the first conference with F2, like what are some of the stuff you could build on? Because like yeah, there are some people that feel na kung 100% si Myla Pablo, you never know if what could have happened in the semis or other like factors that people think that could have happened. But yeah, ano yung sa tingin mong like pwede yung like galingan pa or like yung talagang yung build on since like the teams are maybe having a difficult time with those like assets that you have.
Yeah, we really have to build on our physical strength muna para magkaroon ka ng puhunan when it season na. So we do a lot of strength and strength and conditioning trainings para rin maiwasan yung injury in the middle of the games. And most of the players now kasi may mga previous injuries na, so we're trying to heal everything to make it to make them super strong sa lahat ng mga conferences. Also, we're trying to work more on how the team works together kasi syempre bago si Myla and some other people. So, sobrang bilis lang ng preparation last conference. I think it's less than a month. So, this time, hopefully, magkakaroon sila ng teamwork, more gelling on the court kasi nga, lagi na sila magkakasama. So, yeah, hopefully, it will work. Hopefully, it works. And whatever it is now, we can try. There's still other conferences, but we just do our best every conference.
Yeah, speaking of, yeah, the next conference is your focus. How long is like your contract or like the tenure that you plan with F2? Because people might be wondering, like Coach Ramil was the coach and then it became Coach Benson and then you became like the full-time coach. So is that like for long-term? How's the arrangement like for F2?
Actually, I don't know exactly how many years pa or how many conferences pa kasi F2 and the LaSalle system kasi it's like a family thing. Eh. through. It's not easy, easy mag-let go ng tao. It's not easy. And hindi ganun kadali mag... Unlike others, siguro sa ibang mga teams, they can just, you know, let go of people and then bago na naman. This place kasi sa F2 and sa Lasal, it's more of a... If you can't do... if meron kang weakness, you try to improve. May moment, may time ka para mag-improve ka, time ka to learn. So it's nice din dun sa sistema ng F2.
Ah,
okay. So I cannot say. I don't know. Hopefully, I get to stay longer.
Yeah. That's great to hear. I mean, the fans enjoyed like your first conference naman with F2. And I think it's also the first time ata that they made the final four in the PVL league, since it's, I don't know how many, ilang conferences pa lang rin naman sila sa PVL. So yeah, I wanted to also ask, since it's your first conference in F2, like, where, how did you like get the head coaching post? Like, people might be wondering, like, I'm pretty sure people wondered nga, like, how did you apply for it? Did they recruit you? How, what was the process in order for you to get the job?
Actually, it was just one call. It was kind of easy for me to say yes, because, you know, Coach Ramil has always been one of my mentors ever since. So when you get a call, you don't say no, eh. Parang ganun. Yeah, ganun lang siya kadali. It was just one call. And then the next day, we saw each other, tas tapos na. It's a done deal. Parang ganyan lang siya ka-easy. Kasi they've been talking to me naman before, way back pa, na whenever... if I don't have a place to go, I always have a place there. So, you know, more than pumunta ako, tinawagan din nila ako. So, parang I felt na this is really right. So, tama naman. So, I'm very happy to be back in the system and to be with Coach Ramil and to be mentored by him again.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, talking about that conversation, was it like he just offered you the job agad, or like what was like it like for... when he offered it to you?
Actually, not naman agad. Parang maybe you want to have like a, I think it was a dinner, lunch with F2 team owners, blah blah blah. So they ask lang, what do I think the team, blah blah blah. So end of the kwentuhan. Parang ito rin, kwentuhan lang. Biglang in-offer nila. Akala ko pa kasi assistant coach, which is, parang diba, chill siya. And I get to learn pa. Tapos biglang head coach. So parang, I'm not sure, but let's see.
Yeah.
Ganun lang naman. But I'm still learning pa rin naman up to now. And it's nice to learn from the best. Siyempre, I'm with Coach Ramil. I'm with Carlo Buzicelli, our conditioning coach na Olympian. So it's really fun. I'm also learning from the players. So maganda talaga siyang exposure din for me.
Yeah. Talking about, yeah, learning from the players, and yeah, you mentioned also the LaSalle culture. So, like, in some teams, most probably not in F2, but like in others, siyempre pag like first time mo naging coach a pro, like merong mga players baka hindi ka masyadong sundin or like respetuhin muna, kasi like if you're not like other coaches ganun, like it's inevitable for some teams. Pero for you, parang hindi yun ang yari, like based from what I see on the games, like they all like respect you whenever like there's timeouts, kahit ano sabihin mo, like makikinig sila or they like get motivated from it. So nung umpisa, syempre nga, like I'm not sure if you had like prior relationships with them. So how did you like approach like coaching them, since pros na to and like your former head coaching tenure were like high school kids and other younger people?
Actually, the first time going to training was terrifying. Di ba terrifying for me? It was just kind of, ano ba? How do you call it? Parang, di ko alam kung how to approach the team because some of the players are naging ka-teammate ko pa. Some of the players, I never ko talaga silang nahawakan sa kahit anong team. Or players na talagang, ano yun, sobrang daming fans. Yung mga ganyan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so sa first few talaga, it's been awkward siguro. Tapos, eventually, sobrang bilis lang din sa akin din nung biglang. Pag training na, it's training. I see them objective, lahat kayo players. Coach ako, and this is what I want you guys to do. This is the goal. And also, it's easier for the pros kasi hindi sila mga bata na so many things pa kailangan mo ayusin. Meron na silang skills. So it's more of yung mga may mga techniques na rin sila. So it's more of how they move with each other. So yun. It's fun. It's really fun getting to know everyone because parang lang kami magkaka-age outside the court. But inside the court, syempre, I'm still their coach. Eh, mas madali silang kausap. They're very disciplined already. They know what to do. They listen sa lahat ng coaches. So, yeah, it's nice. And it's really fun in the pro too.
Yeah, you mentioned na okay yung pakikisama nyo and strong yung bond nyo, even if you're still like, yeah, and you're just finished your first conference. So, I wanted to ask also, since nga bago yung coaches, did that also help nga na you parang have that strong nucleus or like core na they respect you and you have a strong relationship kaagad? Because I think F2 did a like half, not even half, like maybe like 1/3 or 1/4 of their players were different from the other season. Like yung mga second stringers, they changed it for this current season. So do you think yeah, it helped na okay yung nucleus and core kasi yeah, they welcomed the other players to the team and they blended well with your system right away?
Yes, because for me, sobrang important nung core. Ever since, I've always been a believer of that. Kasi before, when I handled ASEAN girls in Singapore, we got the third, we got the bronze medal. But I had a Lela Salipa core. Mm-hmm. And then I took in Aya Laure and other players. And Alayha Solomon, ganyan. So, yung core was one of the... most important pala siya dun sa nangyari kasi they know each other very much na. So, ang kundi na lang yung i-adjust na nila and all. And also, with ASEAN ko naman in Semarang, in Indonesia, this is the NU core naman. Having the NU core, plus yung sila Angel Canino, plus other players. The core really... naghila sa buong team into getting the medal kasi talagang kita mo na pag alam ng lahat ko anong most of them alam ng gagawin susunod na yung iba, so it's really good. So parang sa F2 there are other players na hindi galing Lasal but there's a core inside na kahit anong mangyari hindi sila agad or hindi madaling wasakin. So it's the core is really important na dapat sana sa akin if ever na magkaroon na if ever laging may core sa loob ng court. Yan yeah. Yung mga tingin ko lagi all the time.
Yeah, speaking of nga, yeah, the core of LaSalle, since I've been following them also since now until F2, like I've been watching them, like ano yung maybe like a couple of traits or isang trait na talagang nakita mo when you in your first few weeks of practices na hindi mo nakikita like on camera or something, tapos nung nakita mo parang you admired it, and it could be like them with their teammates or them individually. Like, what really stood out from you when you saw them, and you're like, "Ayan yung mga gusto kong kind of, yan yung gusto kong attitude sa mga players."
With LaSalle, na nagulat ako talaga. Maybe it's number one is them being super disciplinado sa katawan nila and sa goal nilang move. Kunyari, may pinapagawa ko sa kanila, they have to perfect it.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganyan, sobrang perfectionist nila ay kailangan ko magawa. So kahit after training, ginagawa pa rin nila. Just to, you know, perfect the movement or perfect the skill that I want them to do. Yung disciplinarian, kasi I know it comes from Coach Ramil, but it's kind of hard to have like a core team na disiplinado lahat. So it's good, really nice. It's, sobrang ano niya. It helps then also the other teammates, nahihila rin nila kasi... So, yeah, that one too. And also, gusto ko rin yung part na kahit mas... Alam ko, this is also... It's a good thing and a bad thing, but, you know, kahit may masakit sa kanila, lalaban pa rin sila, like, up to the end. Yeah. Kahit tanongin ko sila na, ano, may masakit ba? Ano, labas kita? Kasi bad thing rin siya kasi baka mamaya it will lead to more injuries. But, you know, pag nakita mo sila nasa loob ng court, talagang hindi mo sila makikitaan ng pain. So grabe rin, grabe talaga, grabe yung experience ko sa ganyan, which is very admirable.
Yeah, kitang-kita ngayon from like the LaSallian players, like kahit now yung current crop of players na talagang they're disciplined, and I also see them like going hard in practice kahit sa top. And kaya, yeah, nananalo talaga sila every season, kahit, I don't know, Final Four, Finals, or hopefully mag-champion din sila this season. Pero yeah, going back to the F2, I wanted to also ask, since you mentioned nga na, yun nga, when you first entered practice, parang hindi mo pa alam kasi like these players, like yun nga, they're popular, they have a lot of followers. So similar like to you, syempre, when you got into PVL, like people would follow like more of your movements ganun, compared to like the other leagues that you don't know. I think you know naman na in social media, like people like make photos or videos of like how you coach or how you act like in the with your hair and with your movement ganun. Like, so how did you adjust like being in a big league like that na PVL and like volleyball, syempre during your time when you were playing for LaSalle ng time na hindi pa naman ganun kalaki yung volleyball sa Philippines, like, and then now parang lahat ng galaw mo parang pinapansin, and sometimes it could go overboard din.
May technique na tinuro sa kanya mga players ko, which is very very nice. Sabi nila, don't read the comment section of any post regarding you. Don't open your messenger after a game or whatever. Just relax. Everything na prioritize mo muna is kailangan na nakikita mo lang sarili mo muna here with the team. Kasi if you look yourself outside the box, you're gonna get crazy about all the things that the people are saying, you know. So I think it's going to be a forever part of being a pro volleyball player or a UEAP player. And sometimes kahit sabihin natin na it doesn't really affect me or doesn't really affect anybody, meron pa rin siyang tama kahit konti. Meron pa rin siyang konting sakit, ganyan. But, you know, di natin may iwasan din lahat. We cannot please everyone. So, all we can do is do our best and go back to the drawing board every time may pangit na game or whatever. Ganun lang, pabalik-balik lang siya. Always think na I just have to do my job. So, yun.
Yeah. Yeah, but then when you also got the like responses nga that, I mean the good responses naman that people were praising you as being like a terrific coach for F2 right away and in the Final Four, like did you appreciate it more, or did you get surprised with the love that you were getting, and how do you respond naman with like the positive that you received from like media or like social media, which you wouldn't really feel when you were coaching like the other teams before?
I love the fans na nag-support sa lahat ng teams regardless kung F2 man sila or not. I love the yung super supportive fans, the real fans na who's not going to hurt other people, who's not going to say stuff about other people. Yung nag-support lang talaga sa team nila. Grabe, ang sarap ng feeling talaga sa team na sinusuportahan yung team nyo. You get a lot of support from them, not just online, talagang nanonood sila ng mga games, ganyan. So, the fans really make the volleyball scene here mas malaki. Like, for example, watching VNL games, I think the Philippines has the best crowd ever. So, I'm still happy now. We have a lot of, we have a huge following here in the country. Huwag na lang pansinin yung mga pangit magsalita, but you know, the fans here are solid, so I'm happy for the volleyball fans. Sobrang thank you sa inyong lahat.
Yeah, I know there are some fans that could go overboard, but if you look at it, they're really ones that are diehards, and I think it's better to really focus on them at first. But yeah, I wanted to ask also, like people, yun nga, I mentioned it kanina, like people make posts about like your different hairstyles during games. Like, is there like a story behind that, or is it based on like your mood or what you're feeling on that day? Like, how do you actually prepare for like the game?
Nung start, wala talaga. I mean, I just do whatever I feel like sa last minute before entering the court. And then, hanggang napapansin nila, parang ako, So, you know, I eventually like, sige na, iba na lang para maiba-iba naman siya. So it's nice to be different, you know. I don't want to get stuck in the stereotypes na pag babae dapat ganyan, pag lalaki dapat ganyan, or pag coach dapat ganyan. So, you know, it's nice to be different. And, you know, volleyball is a game, so have fun lang. Ganun lang nasa isip ko.
Yeah. It's really cool that you're also like one of the few women coaches who were, oh no, yeah, you mentioned women coaches who are like coaching in the PVL ever. I think there were only like two others, or only lang yata yung third. Like there was one from the foreign team, and I forgot there's another one na nag-coach Akari. I think three lang yung nabasa
ko sa Air. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, Coach Air there, yeah. Who was a woman who was able to coach in the PVL. So, as yeah, as one of, now na, you could say na ikaw lang yung current na nag-coach sa PVL na woman coach. Like, how do you, like, how do you continue to, like, yeah, promote, like, women empowerment and, like, coaching positions that people might think na generally it's just for men or just for guys? Like, how do you continue to be, like, a springboard for people to put, not, like, use that stereotype in being a head coach in a league like this?
Well, I've been promoting women empowerment and the volleyball ever since naman on my social media, on my interviews, even sa mga talks ko with my players na, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, just, you know, do your best in all the things. But yeah, I really want more women here, more women everywhere. So, I think, you know, andyan naman na yung women empowerment, eh. Everything is changing now. But I think we need a little more push on that side, and also about being different. Because, you know, sometimes old school pa rin yung thinking ng mga tao, and we have to open their eyes na there's so many things pa na pwede ka pang gawin, just, you know, to make a change or to make difference to this world.
Yeah, but do you think, naman, like, since yeah, you've been like promoting it, do you think like these past maybe couple of years since like yung sila Heidel and Diaz nanalo ng gold medal sa Olympics, do you think it has been improving here in the country? Because yeah, some would say na baka delayed yung pagkaroon ng more respect sa women sa Philippines compared to like other countries in like Western countries. So what's your opinion on that?
Yes, a lot of women have been changing the country naman na thinking about the stereotypes. So many people like Jensile, who did it and more. I think that's really good, but we have to, you know, push women empowerment more, not just for ourselves, but also for the younger kids who are watching their TVs or reading their books. I think they should know na even if you're a woman, you can do it. Yun lang naman yung goal namin lahat na babae dito.
Yeah, true. So yeah, sana talaga mag-improve yun, like here, lalo na sa Philippines, because I feel like, yeah, madami pang pwedeng ipag-improve dito sa bansa natin. But yeah, for the next segment of like the interview, I wanted to learn more about like, yeah, where, how you started in the volleyball world. Like people, yeah, know you more like an F2, like that's what we discussed for like the first part. Want to know more on how you got like, yeah, to F2. So I wanted to start off with asking like how was your childhood and upbringing? Like, was volleyball like your first sport that you loved, or did you play other sports, or did you have other activities as a child before, yeah, deciding to pursue volleyball?
When I was a child, my parents are not sport. They're not athletic. They don't know anything about sport. My dad is in the military, so, you know, super strict, super disciplinarian. But, you know, dito kasi sa Lasalipa, in my alma mater, I've been a Lasallian ever since, but here in the province. Malakas yung program ng volleyball dito sa amin. So, everybody gets to, like, you know, do tryouts sa volleyball. Everybody's doing it. So, the peer pressure ng mga friends ko. And that's it. Actually, ever since that time, up to college time, parang never na ako nag-stop mag-volleyball. It's always been my life. But, you know, intramurals era naman, syempre, I like playing a lot of sports. I'm a very, hindi naman ako athletic, but I love playing badminton, softball, so many things. I'm very excited to try a lot of sports, but it's always been volleyball for me. Yun. Childhood ko yun lang. My childhood was just playing volleyball. Volleyball is life talaga ako ever since. So, up to now, nakala ko hindi na ako mag-volleyball is life. Volleyball is life pa rin. Kasi after college, sabi ko ayoko na talaga mag-volleyball. Sawang-sawa na ako sa volleyball. But then, eventually, I think it's a calling.
Calling, yeah.
Yeah. So, I tried so many things.
Yeah. What age was that again? Like when you started playing, you convinced your friends?
I think I'm 10. Yeah, I'm 10.
Ah, okay, okay, yeah. But yeah, starting like, yeah, from 10 years old, syempre, like people just play like for fun. Like, lalo na ako na nagbabasketball dun 10, like for fun lang. Like, you don't think about it na anong gagawin ko for high school, UAP or whatever, like college, ganun, like for fun lang. So at one point did you feel na baka pwede ka maglaro for your UAP, like for LaSalle Tafs? And syempre, like malayo yun from LaSalle, Lipa. I mean, it's both LaSalle, but then it's like a bigger league, ganun. So like, when did you like take it more seriously rather than just playing it as like a hobby or a routine for you?
I think it's always been not a hobby sa LaSalle. It's a... parang you're doing this to go there.
Mm.
So, parang 12 years old pala ako nagpalaro ng pambansa na yung team namin. So, everything was serious ever since. It's never... Okay. Kaya siya lang mag-volleyball, never. Parang never nangyari yun.
Yeah.
It's always been very serious. Pero I have like... so many friends outside the school na nag-hangout kami sa labas and still play volleyball. Ganun lang siya ka-Alex sa pag-volleyball. Like, pero yung laro sa kalye, it's so much different. It's so much fun. I think that's the hobby. But playing inside the school is a very serious ano na, take. So ever since college, elementary to high school, volleyball. And then my dream school has always been LaSalle. I mean, DLSU for Coach Ramil. So, I didn't actually apply to any school, UP lang ata. But when I, when it was Coach Oliver, assistant coach Ramil, assistant to Coach Ramil, si Coach Oliver before, siya yung kumausap sa akin. When he said that he wants to recruit me as a player of DLSU, I withdrawed my enrollment for UP.
Oh, okay, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, so, yes. Ayun, rediretso na, DLSU. Yun, tapos, end ng college ko, niloloko na ako ni Coach Remy lagi na, pwede ka mag-coach, na ganun niya ako. Sabi ko, coach hindi talaga. Hanggang sa before, hanggang sa nagkaroon siya ng moment na hinawakan niya rin yung Zobel.
Mm, yeah.
But ang haba nung travel from...
Yeah.
So, anong nangyari? Minsan pinapadala niya kami to train the players. Ganyan. So, yung parang ako, okay, coaching. And then I went back. I worked for a while. Tapos I went back to LaSalle pa. Bumalik ako sa province. Tapos sa province, nakikilaro ako. Kasi, you know, ito nga sa LaSalle pa. It's volleyball is volleyball is life. So, pwede kang makilaro if you're an alumna, if you're an alumnus, ganyan. Nakikilaro lang ako all the time. But they needed a coach. So, niloko-loko nila ako ng coach. Pwede ka ba dito? May coach ako dun. Tapos, yan, sila Aliyah na yung naging players ko. Aliyah Malalua. Sila Justin Nazareno. Sila Janel Maraginot. And everyone. Tapos, swerte naman, nag-nationals kami. Tapos, nag-Shakey's International pa kami. And then, parang pambansa champions, ganyan. Hawakan ko na halos lahat ng... I think halos lahat ng teams. Sa UAAP, meron akong before na naging player. Parang ganun. May naging player ako sa lahat at ng UAAP ngayon.
Yeah.
So, yun lang. Tapos, NU took me in for 4 years. Tapos, pandemic happened. And then, I stopped volleyball for a super short while. Nag-freediving coach mo.
Wow, okay.
May free diving coach ako for a little while. And I also wanted to compete. So, yun talaga yung goal ko nung last year. Tapos, na-injure ako. Feeling ko it's meant to be. I got injured, tapos I rested. Tapos yun, tumawag na si F2 this year. Tapos parang, I think, ano siya? it's meant to be. Ganyan. Yeah. So now I'm here. Yung lang yung story. It's very, mabilis lang siya ikwento. Pero sa madali lang
nga. Yeah. True. Pero yeah, I wanted to ask, like you mentioned about LaSalle pa. Like I'm interested since none of my guests, like I don't know if any of my guests really came from there. But then, like no one really like discussed nga that you mentioned the solid yung foundation and culture that yeah, even nung alumnus ka, bumabalik ka and people were knew how to balance like serious like volleyball, like yeah, yung pang palarong pambansa, and like yung laro-laro lang, like how to like hone your skills. So how do you, why do you think the culture is like that? Or why do you think like yung pagsamahan nyo dun is solid. And kahit nung 12 years old, like, naiintindihan nyo na dapat serious tayo dito and hindi lang, like, for fun. Ganun.
I think it's the Lasallian coaches. The Lasallian coaches has always been solid. Every, siguro kahit wala pa ako sa Lasalle pa, the coaches has always been very solid sa school namin. Sobrang passionate nila about the sport, with or without sweldo. Even if doing it outside, as in gumagastos talaga sila for the children, sobrang for the love of the game. Pero syempre, there are changes naman. They're being supported na a lot by the school. But that's, I don't know when it started, but it's always been like that. Ever since, kahit yung mga older sa akin, higher batches, when I talk to them, it's always been really, really serious volleyball. And most of them went to other schools and got recruited. So, obviously, yung program talagang sobrang effective ever since. That's why, siguro, way of giving back is to coach for the Lasalle pa too, and I'm very lucky rin to have shared this court with these athletes then. So yun yung Lasalle pa, is the Lasalle pa way. Serious volleyball.
Yeah. I think yeah, nadala rin yun sa TAF nga, and like perfect for you, like coming from a program that's solid and it's like set in stone yung gusto nila yung mga goals and objectives na ma-achieve. And like, yeah, moving in to Lasalle nga, yeah, you mentioned about your story with Coach Oliver and Coach Ramil. So yeah, going there, like starting in Lasalle, like what was your position or what was your role when they got you into the team? Like, was it like set in stone? Were you more of like a all-around player? Because I think like you won a lot of championships then with Lasalle. So how was the story like with playing for the Lady Spikers?
Actually, it's a really funny story. Because elementary to high school, I think I was outside hitter. And then last few years of my high school life, I was middle blocker.
Wow.
Tapos recruited ng Lasalle, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos when I went to Lasalle, Coach Jamil is like, okay, you're too short for a player. You're libero. So I played libero.
Okay.
I think yung last UAAP ko was, I was transferred. I was he taught me how to be a setter in, I think, 3 months. I was second setter. So, before, parang, syempre, naiinis ka. Kasi lahat ng volleyball player gusto pumalo. Gusto kumatay. Gusto kong malapit sa net. And I was not. So, medyo naiinis ako lagi kay Coach Ramiro noon. Sabi ko, bakit di ako ginagawang spiker nito? Ay, mas magaling naman ako doon sa teammates ko. Parang ganyan.
Yeah.
Kasi syempre, mas madami ako before na experience kaya sa mga teammates ko. Kasi nga, yung team namin, kapal ng pabansa, competing everywhere, blah, blah, blah. So, medyo garito ko nung start. And then, I realize now as a coach na it's better for me kasi alam ko lahat ng position and how to play them. I mean, I get to experience all of the positions. So, I get to understand and I get to at least try to teach children, yung mga position na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Which is advantages for me as a coach. Alam ko how it works with all the positions. So, at least all skills, alam ko siya. Kaya, I'm sorry, Coach Ramil, and I thank you. I'm sorry na judge kita. But so, yun. And Coach Ramil has always been teaching all of the players din kasi lahat na kayang gawin dapat lahat ng skills. Yan ang time namin. So, advantages yun lalo as a coach kasi it's hard to be a coach if you don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, ayun ang tagay yung story ng pagiging libero ko, which is sobrang scary. I've never been libero.
Yeah. Was it also difficult since like, yeah, you feel that you were, initially you felt you were more talented or you had like the experience compared to the others. And yeah, sometimes it's difficult for others to accept the libero position. So what was like, yeah, the process for you nung time na yun on like, how was it like you were different in practice ganun or same pa rin naman yung attitude mo, it's more of like when you're alone? And when did the switch turn, like how long did you have a difficult time or was it quick lang ganun?
It was a very long time. Hindi ko talaga tinanggap, pero syempre strict si Coach Ramil and he wanted perfection, but I tried my best naman to be, you know, to be who he wants me to be, but pero meron kasi laban sa puso ko. So, siguro kaya hindi ako naging super duper yun, legendary libero, parang ganyan. Mm. But you know, I'm still very thankful for that, for what happened, kasi naintindihan ko now how it worked, lalo sa kulob ng court, especially with the floor defense side ng sport. So yeah, I'm still thankful. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, I think Coach Ramil always has a foresight on what he wants to see from you. So yeah, maybe he knew that you could excel in that position compared to the others. Eh, syempre, para mag-champion, diba, kailangan like ma-fill in lahat ng position na okay para hindi makuha ng opponent yung weakness niyo. So what year did you feel that did you start excelling in a libero? Kasi nga, you said it was hard na for you to accept it at first. Pero I think eventually, yeah, you accepted it and you flourished in it, and even as a backup setter. So anong like year yun sa LaSalle? Kasi yan, nananalo naman kayo. So others might think na parang okay lang for you talaga kasi you're winning. Ganun.
Well, di naman talaga ako magaling as in, you know, like my players now or my players before. Di ako talaga magaling kasi di ako nagseryoso sa pwesto ko siguro. And also, maybe I'm not made for playing. Maybe I'm made for coaching more. Parang ganyan. Yeah. Sobrang na-admit ko naman na hindi ako star player before. And my teammates before were super good. They embraced their positions agad-agad. And like me, I'm very stubborn kasi. It took a really long time before ko matanggap yung new positions ko before. But more than that kasi, it's the team spirit. It's your teammates trying to convince you to do it for them, for the team, not for you. Yun siguro yung nagpa-open ng eyes ko na, you have to do this kasi the team will suffer. More than Coach Ranil, I think it's the team. It's your teammates. You have to be a team player. You can't be selfish. Yun. Pero hindi man talaga gumaling. So, okay lang naman. At least nakatulong ako.
Yeah. That's okay naman. I mean, you guys still won championships and now you're successful. It's just like a coach now in a different like capacity. But I wanted to ask, like, yeah, with Coach Ramil, he's been coaching for many years now. And yeah, you mentioned, Gana, you were stubborn during like a good amount of his time. But you guys still won. So for you, like, what's his like strategy? Like, I'm pretty sure he knows na hindi naman 100% ng players niya like masaya dun sa like roles, kasi especially LaSalle, now they're a deep team. So like kunwari, like one of their bench players would play in another school, a star player yan. So like why do you think like you like the LaSalle Lady Spikers culture like it continues to evolve and they continue to accept na kahit hindi ka masyadong ginagamit, ganun, or yeah, yung role mo, hindi mo, like, fully, like, minamahal, ganun. Like, how do you think he makes you accept that? And, you know, na lahat na-achieve yung end goal. So, nakikita ng mga tao, champion naman palagi, final four naman palagi.
The LaSallean way, kasi ever since, is you do something for your teammates. Whatever you do, what action you do outside and inside the court, it will affect all your teammates. Parang ganun. It's a family thing. It's a family affair. So, it's not about who the MVP, who's going to be the best player for today's game. It's not about kung sino may MVP ng season. Mga ganyan. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The point is how we work together as one, as a family. And how do we win the game na lahat nag-contribute. Ganun si Coach Ramil eh. Ang gusto niya lagi is whatever happens, sa puntos tong isang player, he made the point for the team, not just for himself, for yourself. You don't do it for yourself. Parang ganun. So whether you're bench player, whether you're inside the court, kasi nagkaroon ako ng moment na nag-starter ako, nagkaroon ako ng moment na bench ako, and I felt na pag pumupuntos yung teammate ko, it's also my point. So, you know, instead of thinking na what if outside, if maybe if I'm in UP or maybe if I'm in another school, maybe I'm star player. Hindi namin masyado naiisip yun. Na-realize namin na the win, the championship is for the whole team, not just for one. Even, lalo kay Coach Ramil, wala siyang star player talaga, wala siyang walang pinakamagaling for him. All he thinks about is pag nanalo tayo, it's because of everyone, not because of one person. Kaya siguro yung thinking ng lahat ng players, even up to now, if they're going to get that ball or spike that ball for their teammates for the win, for Coach Ramil, for the whole family. So, Chidi, that's how, kaya matibay pa rin yung team even after so many years. Still his way. So.
Yeah, ang galing nga. Oh, ang galing nga. Like, people would say na some coaches that were coaching during his time, like, hindi nag-evolve or hindi nag-work. Like, sa ibang, kahit ibang sport, like, hindi na mag-work yan ngayon, ganun. Pero, I don't know, doesn't really matter. I mean, they're always still in contention. Like, you could say they have talented players, but then, dami na nagbagong players, pero ganun pa din. So, you need to give him, like, major props on why the system continues to thrive in the UAP volleyball landscape. But yeah, you mentioned nga rin na madaming hurdles na napagdaanan, like with you and like your the team and like the role you had. But then you also mentioned kanina nga na Coach Ramil said na while you were playing or right after you played na you had potential to be a coach. So why do you feel na he said that? Like, do you feel na bata ka pa lang, like na-develop na yung mga leadership traits, or like nung college ba, ano, may mga ginagawa ka ba na, like, you have initiative, you have, like, yeah, leadership qualities that he napapansin niya, kaya nung kaya niya nabanggit sa'yo yun na talagang, you know, you could succeed as a coach after you play?
I think siguro because I understand all the skills. Kita niya na marunong ako malo, marunong akong dumipensa, marunong ako mag-set, marunong ako mag-serve, marunong ako lahat, kasi naging service specialist din ako for a while. So I think naalala ko before. I think because alam ko lahat ng skills. Kasi sabi nga niya, mahirap ituro yung hindi mo alam. Paano mo ipapakita? Kung, lalo sa mga bata. Kasi pag sa bata ka nagturo, you have to show them what to do. Unlike sa pro, syempre, alam na nila yun. Pero sa mga bata, you cannot teach what you do not have. So I think yun natin ay Coach Ramil, dahil ang dami yung natuturo sa akin lahat ng skills. He thinks na, pwede kang mag-coach kasi you know every, lahat ng skills. Yun siguro, I think.
But in terms of, ano, like, yeah, in terms of, like, yeah, you excelling in various skills, like, coaching's, like, more than that. Like, I think communication's very important, or, yeah, managing egos, kasi, like, these people, like, when they have a bad day, like, diba, baka nasigawan mo, tas bad day, tas mababad trip sila, or whatever, like, or, like, madaming stars, ganun, diba, sa basketball, meron din yung, pwede rin yung madaming stars, tas, sometimes talent doesn't win everything. Eh, kung hindi mo ma-manage yung ego sila or to accept the role, mahirap. So, ikaw, like, on that facet naman, or that, like, that factor, how did you, like, yeah, continue to improve on that as a, you know, communicator or, like, managing egos?
Now, as a coach?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a learning process, eh. Different. Dami ko natutunan ever since I started coaching up to now. On that side, kasi every player is a different person, so you have to coach them differently according to their own personality. So sometimes you get players who are parang similar, so pwede mong gamitin yung nagamit mo before, or you have to learn na hindi pala pwede yung ganito sa ganito, or you have to talk to them pala, yung mga ganyan. So many things I've learned before, and I'm still learning to understand pa some players. But yeah, it's more on, you have to experience it first. Madami ako nakuha from experience lang, and not just from, you know, I like reading books, but you know, it's really more important for you to understand players is to communicate with them personally, kahit chat, pwede yan, it works. Kasi some players are not really very talkative, pero when it comes to online, yung medyo, maday sila kausap. So I think communication really is very important. Whatever communication that is, kahit tinginan lang, alam na ng player mo dapat. Kasi you have to communicate, eh. Kaya pagdating mo dapat sa court, sa tingin niyo pa lang alam niya na dapat 'yun.
Mm-hmm.
Talaga rin yun, I think the one of my most super duper bond with my players. Ganoon na kami sa point na magkatinginan kami, alam na nila kung ano yung play. Alam nila na agad yung gawin mo. Or bigay lang ako ng isang symbols lang, alam na nila. Mga ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Communication is a skill that we have to learn from experience talaga. Hindi siya agad-agad magigets mo na agad. So, I'm happy to be here and I'm happy to learn.
Yeah. Yan nga yan, one vital skills like yeah, communication I feel, and there's a lot also that you feel like yeah, empowering your players mga ganun that I see very important in this like generation of sports. Pero from your time yeah, playing from LaSalle when you were like getting like yung inasar-asar ka pa lang na maging coach, but na now na legitimate head coach ka na in the pro leagues. Like ano yung mga major things na nakikita mong like similarities and differences that you need to be when you're a head coach or even like a coach in general? Like syempre yung mga players nga nag-iiba yung mga like priorities or yung mga ugali ganun. So ano yung yeah, yung similarities and differences that you see?
Yung similarities siguro sa mga players, usually yeah, number one yung ego. Pag naging egotistical sila talaga, how do you handle that? It's very general. General actually yan, hindi yan super specific pa. Mm-hmm. Paano may handle yun as a coach? It's very hard. Especially pag star player yung player mo. Diba? Paano siya mapagalitan? Eh, sobrang galing niya.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Baka sabihin niya sa'yo, mas magaling ako sa'yo eh. You know, mga ganyan. Yeah. May mga players naman na magaling sila pero wala namang self-confidence.
Oo.
Yan, yun din yung mga general na problems, yung mga similarities sa mga players, ganyan. May mga players na hindi mo pwedeng pagalitan.
Mm.
May mga players naman na gusto nila yun talagang sinisigawan mo sila. Kasi pag hindi yeah. mo sila pinagalitan, hindi sila gagalaw. Kasi sana isin yeah, na pinapagalitan sila. So, yeah. It's, kailangan mo talagang balansehin how you coach. Kasi sometimes yung mga fans, when they look at the timeouts, ano ba yan? Pinapagalitan mo lang yung player mo? Ano pa naman yan? Ano, hindi mo kinakausap yung player mo? You don't understand the, ano, the relationship eh. You don't understand.
Yeah, that's a small thing lang.
It's not yeah. the skills eh. It's yeah. Paano mo sila gigisingin in times na alam na naman nila kung anong gagawin pero hindi sila nagigising kasi kailangan nila pinapagalitan pala sila or kailangan pala nila they have to talk it over for sila-sila lang. So, yung ganyan, mga ganyan. So, it's mga technique yun na you just learn by hanging out with them more. Kaya kailangan talaga ng time when you get to coach. Kasi ang hirap mag-coach ng players na hindi mo kilala.
Yeah.
So, spend some time with your players, guys. Kasi you learn a lot from them. Ganyan. Ganyan lang yeah. naman.
Is that also the reason, like, yung F2, like, yung mga ibang timeouts mo, like, nagva-viral, like, sa Twitter, ganun, kasi people, like, see na you try to motivate them well. Is that why, yeah, is that how, that why your approach? Because you feel yun yung nag-work sa kanila?
Yes. It's actually for LaSalle players, more specifically. They want, hindi naman they want. Nagigising sila pag sinisigawan mo sila or pinapauwi mo sila or ganyan. Yeah, kasi yeah. Coach Ramil will always say things to you para magising ka. Alam mo yun? Well, tactical is part of the coaching but another strategy nga is paano mo sila magigising or paano mo sila may empower to do better inside the court during timeout. So, ganun siya. Minsan nga after mo sila pagalitan, tatalikod ka. Pag tumalikod ka, nakasmile ka na ulit. Because it was just a technique or a strategy to, you know, to wake them up during games.
May favorite ka ba na timeout like this conference na talagang feeling mo, yung line mo na hindi mo parang naisip masyado pero you said it na lang, tapos bahala na, then it worked out as you guys won the set or you won the game, ganun.
I think my favorite line will be number one is yung sinabi kong atin to. Parang, ba't yung binibigay? Eh, obvious naman na sa atin to. Kasi naging dediretso lang sa atin to, o nga atin to. Kasi parang, you know, kami lang yung nag-e-error. It was not the other team's problem. It's ours. Kasi parang lamang naman kami, pero dumidikit kasi nag-e-error kayo. So, ibig sabihin, this game is ours. But why are you giving it away? Parang gano'n. Yeah, yeah. So, naging sikat yung atin to na line. Another one, I think, these are the fans talking. Na favorite nila yung line daw na pinapauwi ko yung players.
Yeah.
I remember. Ayaw nyo na maglaro. Uwi na tayo kasi nakakahiya lang. Parang ganyan. Pinapauwi ko na sila. Ayun yung naging tumatak na line. As in,
yeah, I remember that game. Kasi I watched that eh. Tapos I told my mom, tawan-tawan din siya eh. Kasi she watches F2 games. Di ba pag highlights, wala naman yung timeout dun. So,
yeah.
Kaya natawa din siya nung sinabi ko. Sabi ko parang nagising yata yung players nung time na yun eh. Pero yeah, you talked a lot about yeah, your coaching na rin in high school and I'm curious to know like I think you stopped playing mga 2008 or 2009 sa LaSalle. Am I right?
Nine, I think nine. Not sure.
Yeah, so what did you do? Did you do anything sports related until you became a coach in high school, or did you do something else outside of sports?
No, I didn't do any. I was just trying to humabol ako sa mga subjects ko na naiwan ko because of playing. I wanted to graduate faster because my parents wanted me to take medicine afterward. So nag-NMAT pa ako and all ganyan.
Oh wow, okay.
Parang ganyan. Tapos after that, na-realize na ayoko pala. So, nag-apply naman ako for Bedalo.
Okay.
But so many things outside, nag-PGH pa. Kasi side graduate ako, so I worked din. And then, yun lang. Tapos yun, naglaro-laro lang ako on the side. Tapos binigyan ako ng parents ko to think about. Para okay, isipin muna ko yung gusto mong gawin sa life mo. So parang ako, just for, you know, fitness, nag-training-training ako sa Lasalipa. Tapos naging coach ako. Sabi ko, sige, mabilis lang to. Parang ganyan. Tapos yun, naging seryoso na. And up to now, I'm still here. I'm still coaching. Sorry, parents.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I'm curious to know, like, you also mentioned na that I think people want to know, since you were the coach of the NU girls team that won the championship in 2019, and you were with sila Micaela Belen, right? With sila Alisa Solomon. So what was that? What was what's also the cool thing or like the awesome thing about the NU program? Because like yung program nila from high school, like napupunta rin, pag pumunta rin sila sa college, parang nagsistick yung mga players. Like alam mo naman, like kumara sa basketball, diba? Daming recruitment, pag ano, lilipat sila ganyan. Pero yung, like, yeah, yung NU, like, okay yung system nila, like similar to UST, diba? Like they have the players that have been flourishing. So like, what was the great thing that you see from the team and hanggang ngayon sa college na sobrang galing pa rin nila when you coach them?
I think number one, the advantages of NU is number one, they can recruit as young as they can. The younger the player, the better. Parang ganun. And they para mas tumagal sa kanila. Number two, they have a lot of financial support na rin kasi Sir Hans is very generous sa ganyang part. Sa finance, sa lahat ng kailangan ng players, lahat ng needs nila na ibibigay. So, syempre, it's really nice for the players to get basic needs nila and all. I mean, it's lahat naman ata ng teams meron. Mm-hmm. But yung NU kasi, whatever you need, natutulungan talaga kayo. Parang ganyan. So, dahil sa recruitment, bata pa lang, mga first... Ako kasi nag-recruit ako for NU before. Parang from grade 6 pa lang, kinukuha na namin grade 7. Mag-grade 7 na sa amin eh. So, yung system, magsistart sa grade 7 up to ngayon, up to magka-college sila. Siyempre, it's hard to go to other schools. So, talagang... hinuhon mo sila to play for the senior. Kaya, they stay for each other. I mean, nandun ako, I'm trying then to put in their heads na I'm trying, you know, the Lasallian way. Gusto ko lang ilagay dun sa players ko na mag-champion kayo, not just here in high school UAAP. Mag-champion kayo after the senior UAAP. Dun kayo mag-champion din. Parang ganyan. So, parang lahat sila before graduate, they always say na, okay, like, ano ah, sa senior, sama-sama tayo ulit para mag-champion tayo ulit. Ganyan yung naging thinking nila Micaela Belen, nila Alive Solomon nung time na yun. So I think that's why they stick together up to now. And I'm very happy na talagang pinatunayan nila yun.
So, yeah.
Then you program on that part. Kasi bata pa lang makasama na sila.
Oo, nakikita ko ngayon, like, yung bond nila sobrang lakas, yung chemistry nila kahit natatalo ganun, parang talaga nakikita mo na close pa rin sila and they don't turn their backs on each other. Pero I'm curious, like, yeah, you mentioned nga that you were trying to implement the LaSalle way and like you still like have that mindset on how you grew up being in a LaSalle system. So was it difficult for you at first to like coach another school in the UAAP, like NU? Like how did you approach it when you got the offer of coaching another school? And syempre, iba na yun yung suot mo, kalaban mo, LaSalle, Zobel, ganun. How was that feeling for you?
Nasa isip ko lang nun, kasi galing ako sa probinsya eh. I mean, dito sa Lasalipa. I'm not, kasi usually yung mga coach naman dito sa Manila or dito sa Pro, mga coaches na nag-excel nung college, tapos nag-coach for their alma maters agad-agad. usually ganun yung mga coaches here. Or you're in Manila, you've been coaching for a lot of time in Manila, so dun ka nag-improve. Ako kasi from the province, I'm one of those coaches na talagang experience ko yung tutulog sa mga classroom, sa parang pambansa, sa mga regional meet, tutulog sa... Minsan walang signal, walang tubig, kailangan mo pang mag-igib, mga ganyan. So, pina-experience ko lahat yun sa mga players kong from Lasal. So, hindi ako nahirapan pumunta just because I'm from Lasal. I mean, I have a thinking na ay sayang naman yung loyalty award ko. From grade school to college, Lasal ako, tapos mag-NU ako. Inisip ko na lang, it's a good way to experience coaching in the UAAP kasi it's another iba pa rin yung level ng UAAP, iba pa rin yung level na nasa Manila ka, and you get to coach players na handpicked from the best from the different regions of the Philippines, hindi lang yung parehas kung Barangueña, yung ganyan.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was also a challenge for me kasi syempre comfortable na ako dito sa Barangay, yeah. So I have to go to Manila. I think nisip ko lang it's for my growth, for my career, and also to be seen sa volleyball world, not just pag sobrang taas na nung level na nilalaro ng mga players ko, but also usual coach. Parang gusto kong maging one of the usual coaches ng Manila na nandyan. Parang ganun. So I thank NU for giving me that experience. I think it's one of a good stepping stones to where I am now. I have learned so many things from them. So yeah. Yun, masaya. Pero masaya. It's really fun there too. Iba rin culture, so masaya din siya.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of that, yeah, yun, thankful ko nga and blessed to get that opportunity of coaching with NU. So how did that offer naman come about? And why didn't it last longer? Like, if you won a championship, diba, normally, like, people would say na, well, parang don't fix it until it's, like, wrong. Ganun. Like, it's like you're winning naman. Parang, so, how did that offer start? And why did it last, like, Lea, longer than maybe other people could have expected?
How that offer happened? Lagi lang namin kalaban yung NU.
Okay.
Tapos, minsan nanatalo kami, minsan nanatalo sila. Minsan natalo rin kami, minsan nanalo sila. It's always been like that. So I had their good relationship and with their manager. Tapos syempre we always talk about stuff and nakulangan sila ng play ng coach, so na-offeran ako doon. So ganun din lang naman siya nag-start. Never under. Hindi naman siya hindi rin naman siya super hirap. Well, mahirap sa akin kasi may iwan akong players. That was the hardest part. But yung growth, thinking about growth and chances, opportunities, talagang okay yung offer ng NU sa akin. So yun. What's your other question? Sorry.
Like, why did you depart from the team kahit nag-champion? Was it like the pandemic or was there like another reason?
Yeah, pandemic, personal issue. I think it's just meant to be. It's meant to be na hindi na I think siguro kung hindi nangyari yung mga nangyari ang ginagkaroon ng pandemic, I think with NU kasi nung time na yun we were supposed to play under 19 and under 17 abroad parang juniors national team. Paso it was in China.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand, yeah.
Yun, tapos, yun na, nung pandemic, syempre, wala namang, walang team, walang court, walang kahit ano. So, nag-free diving ako, kasi nga, yung free diving lang yung pwede nun, kasi isolated. Sa dagat ka, outside, and you get to dive lang mag-isa, at may mask ka pa. So, it's really safe. Akala ko nga, di na mababalik sa volleyball, kasi I really enjoyed free diving. Super fun, it was super fun.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Actually, isip ko pa, sabi ko, oh my God, parang ang hirap sa akin na if ever mag-apply ako sa Lasal. Kasi kalaban ko yung mga players ko. Parang ganun.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
It's good din na F2 yung in-offer sa akin. And kasi I was thinking mag-apply kaya ako, try ko lang. So nauna yung F2 before I apply to other schools and to LaSalle. So yeah, it's nice then watching them tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to watch them tomorrow sa finals kasi these are some of my players. These are my players before, and I get to see them, you know, mature and enjoy the game that they wanted to play ever since. And to, you know, pakita ko yung mga natutunan nila sa akin and sa mga coaches nila. And you know, sana wala lang injury bukas. Yun lang naman.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect segue. I wanted to ask you, like, yeah, before we wrap up about the finals, kasi nga, I saw that you were there with the LaSalle alumni nung semis against UST, and I was there also. And yeah, tomorrow I'm also gonna watch in Araneta. So yeah, hopefully LaSalle wins. But I wanted to ask, yeah, since yeah, you were from LaSalle and then you coached the NU girls, like, it's they're back in the finals for the second consecutive season, and LaSalle hopefully is like yeah gonna win because last year hindi man lang nanalo ng isang game sa finals. So yeah, what's your overall thoughts on like the matchup? Like, what's like the strengths and weaknesses of both schools? And yeah, maybe also if you have a prediction on who will win. What's your overall thoughts on the finals?
Overall thoughts is going to be a good game. Syempre nakahabol na si LaSalle sa skills ever since last season. Kasi last season medyo malayo-layo pa yung skills kaya, you know, malapit na talaga yung skills nila and the elimination sa talo na nila ni NUC, ni LaSalle si NU. I think both straight sets, so that's really good for LaSalle. The strength of LaSalle is their defense. Kung blocking man yan, ground defense man yan, I think that's their main guns. NU naman, number one yan for me talaga sa attacking. Sobrang lakas talaga ng attacking ng NU. Magkakataroon na lang talaga yan sa dami ng error. Kasi, siyempre, high risk yung ginagawa nila lagi sa atake. Kaya mataas yung atake nila, but madami, prone siya sa mistakes. So, it still depends on puso, kung sinong mas malaking puso bukas, sin yung mananalo for me. Kasi parehas naman silang skillful. Lahat sila skills. Lahat sila mataas skills. May tactics sila. So, maganda tactics ni NU. For me, it's a coaching thing. Sa coaching, magkakatalo also. Strategic, paano ako magpaparit ng tao, kung strategic pa ba, blah, blah, blah. Kasi parehas naman may skills, parehas kaya. I cannot say din na sobrang lamang ni LaSalle kasi dun sa straight sets nila last eliminations, hindi rin ganun kadali for LaSalle yung straight sets na yun. It was a super tight game. So, hindi sila pwede maging kampante. And I think dahil si NU rin is getting back, bumabalik na yung talagang hunger nila sa game this past few games, the last few games. It's different na rin naman di natin pwedeng hindi bilangin si NU kasi nawala lang sila for a while pero bumabalik sila unti-unti nung last few games before the semifinals. Bumabalik na sila plus medyo naging easy game sa kanila yung Adamson game nung semifinals. So, I really can't say who's lamang or who's not kasi ang daming nangyari and ang dami pa natin hindi nakikita outside. Madami nangyari sa training. Madami nangyari sa madami tayong hindi nakikita. So, we cannot really say na lamang yung isang team sa isang team. So, para sa akin, bukas, ako lang ang mananalo kahit sino.
Is your ticket NU or LaSalle
side? No, it's LaSalle. Kasi F2 has been supporting LaSalle.
Okay.
Kami lahat ay F2 ay for LaSalle. But I will go there sa... I will go there for... I have an interview with UAAP, yung fan something. I have an interview for UAAP. I think para sa... May background story, history ko with the girls playing in the finals now. So, yun. So, hindi ko kailangan ng ticket. Wala akong ticket.
Okay.
I'll be cheering for LaSalle and for all the players that I coached in the past. Yun. So, it's not a cool thing. It's my relationship with my players. Not... not school based. Para hindi naman ma-hurt yung mga players ko doon.
Yeah, totoo, totoo. And yeah, pahirapan nga daw yung tickets for tomorrow. So yeah, hopefully.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, hopefully maganda yung game. Kasi yeah, like, for me, I think upper box lang yung nakuha ko for tomorrow. Eh. Compared dun sa ibang games, I haven't watched an upper box this year. So, ngayon lang ulit.
I-chat mo ako biyang kita. Ikaw lang ba?
Two tickets, if ever. If you
try ko. Kasi bukas, hindi ko ata magagamit yung ticket ko. Because I'm going to have an interview with UAAP. So, nakalagay ako sa master list for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll message you na lang. Buti na lang, I mentioned it. Yeah. Okay, sige, yeah. So, yeah, before we wrap up, Coach Regina, I asked like a couple of questions to my guests lang on like, yeah, any, not really sports related, but then, yeah, just for fun. So, yeah, yung first is, I'm not sure if you watch NBA, pero yung bubble season, like 2020, players were more vocal with like social and political issues. And like here's the Philippines, like alam mo naman na medyo shy or laid back yung mga Pinoy when it comes to these things. Pero diba, like these past couple of years, like nung pandemic, pag may issues sa social and political issues, mas vocal na yung mga tao. Or like nung elections, mas vocal na. So you as a, like a former volleyball player na current coach in the pros, like Do you feel that it's really great for athletes and sports personalities to be vocal with like, yeah, these social and political issues?
For me, yes, because everything is political. And if you don't have a stand, then you don't fight for anything, then you don't have a place in this world. For me, that's for me. Because I've always been standing for, you know, for what I think is right. And I want my players to do the same. So, yeah, I think everybody should be vocal about their beliefs in order for them to be educated and to educate. That's for me.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because a lot of people, yeah, they can just say whatever, pero kailangan talaga, yeah, educated rin sila with everything happening in the world today. Pero yeah, for the next question, ito mas chill to, is if you had the opportunity to have dinner with 5 people, dead or alive, sino iimbitahin mo?
5 people? Ang hirap naman. Number one is Jenny Langping of China team China.
Okay.
Sobrang idol ko kasi siya. I would have dinner with my grandparents. Dalawang grad. My grandma and granddad. I think dalawa pa. Ano ba, kailangan ba celebrity or anybody?
Any, kahit di ko kilala. Okay lang.
Oh my God. Uno. Dalawa pa. Oh my God, this is really, really, really hard. Lagyan din si Albert Einstein. I think it's very interesting. It's very interesting, diba?
Yeah, ilang guests ko na rin nagsabi Albert Einstein. So, that's okay. Tapos meron pa isa.
Ah, talaga? Sino ba yung isa nila? Ang hirap. Dead or alive? I want to sit down with what do you call this? Si Larson, team captain ng USA team ngayon sa Olympics.
Ah, volleyball?
Yes, volleyball.
Ah. Okay.
That person is very interesting to talk to. Siya yung parang ano ko. Siya yung tingin kong best team player sa volleyball world for now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sige. For the final question of Coach, you know naman that I invite people like through social media and like, yeah, through email, ganun, and yeah, I want to be in sports media, so I just like message people, ganyan, and I've had a lot of episodes as I shared earlier. But with that in mind, and like in the conversation we have, sino yung feeling mong magandang guest dito sa podcast that would have a great story to tell pa, or, you know, masarap lang sila makipagkwentuhan about sports, like anything, basketball, volleyball, football, ganun. So sino yung masasuggest?
Baka kailangan ba Lasal yan?
No, any like, pero hindi naman like foreigner, like NBA ganun, mahirap, pero like yung mga kaya
yung naman. Mga ano lang, sino bang syempre yung mga Lasalian players na ano mo na, no?
Hindi lahat na. Sa F2 si Don pa lang, tsaka si Iris, I think. Yeah.
Talaga Abby, team captain namin sa F2.
Nah, I haven't interviewed her. Pero yeah, I
would you should. makulay din life niya. So, you know, it's really fun to talk to her too. Isa siya, character siya. You know, great character. Masarap i-interviewin yung mga ganong tao. So, yeah, she's one of the gusto kong ma-interview mo. Yun lang ba? Isa lang?
Any, you go. If you wanna...
sino pa ba? Si Coach Ramil. Interview mo si Coach Ramil. Manonood talaga ako.
Pero di ba hindi siya nagpapa-interview?
That's kaya ka, exactly. Invite mo lang, malay mo naman for LaSalle, diba?
Never know. I mean, if we have a relationship, that would have been correct. That would have been possible, but he doesn't know me.
I interviewed rin si Shola. Sobrang funny girl nun sa team natin.
Shola Alvarez?
Yeah, she's so funny.
Okay, sige. I could keep that on my
actually
like,
anybody mode. From F2 is really fun. So
okay, sige.
Everybody naman. But you tell me lang sabihin ko sa kanila.
Okay, sige. I'll try to message you. And yeah, thank you again Coach Regine for joining
okay,
me here.
Thank you, Diego,
on the
like your
podcast.
Name.
Yeah. thank you. And yeah, do you have any final message before you go?
To who?
To whoever.
I want to thank you, Diego, for the opportunity of sharing with you my personal experiences in coaching and my history sa pagco-coach. To all the fans who are watching this, huwag niyo po akong i-bash.
Wala namang masamang sinabi.
Dun sa mga players ko muna who's going to watch this, hopefully somebody watches. All the players na na-handle ko before and up to now, I'm very proud of who you are now and who you become and who you will be going, you know. Kung nasan man kayo, nasa volleyball world or not, I'm very proud of you. And nag-excel ka man or not, it doesn't matter kung naging MVP ka, kung naging number one ka, the point is you did your best. That's different. And your connection, your relationship with your teammates and the people you worked with or you get to hang out with are more important than the skills. So, keep the memories, the relationships. Mas importante yun kaysa sa pagiging MVP, sa pagiging champion. Ang tunay na championship ay wala sa loob ng court. It's outside. Thank you.
Miss Universe yung
ganon.
Yeah. Thank you again, Coach Regine. And before you go, is it okay if we take a picture?
Sure.
Okay
lang.
Yeah, okay. No. Okay, I'll take it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, thank you, Coach Regine.
Ay, ako rin. Okay lang. Ako rin.
Ah, you'll take it?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll...
Okay.
No, wala.
One, two, three. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach Regine.
Thank you.
I'll end the recording now.
Okay.